The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
Dinner's almost ready.
Ouch. Should have looked for my thimble before I started. Where are the band-aids?
We're out.
You went through an entire box.
Pokes from a sewing needle usually don't need band-aids.
Fine. Guess I'll just bleed all over my sweater I'm trying to fix. What?
The utensils. They're in the drawer right behind you.
Ugh.
Something wrong with the food?
No.
Something wrong with your appetite?
No.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Something wrong with the company?
No. Not at all. Just trying to make sure our guest doesn't starve.
Well, that wouldn't be an issue if you didn't bring our guest inside.
What was I supposed to do?
I don't know. Maybe not be irresponsible?
She was following us around. We couldn't just leave her.
We could have taken her to a shelter or something.
Oh, that would have been really helpful advice 5 hours ago.
I did suggest it.
No, you didn't. You just kept whining the whole time.
Excuse me?
What? Don't believe me?
Can't believe what didn't happen.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'll show you.
What are you doing? Wowee, thanks for getting me out of the house, Benny. It's a beautiful day to look for my brother.
It's the least I could do. Where are you thinking of looking today? Seems like we're in a big city. You gonna be okay?
With my best friend by my side, I can do anything. Let's see. The only clue we have to go on is that I'll find him somewhere my breath fogs. So that means only cold places.
This place isn't cold enough for that.
So let's get creative. Where could a place where breath fogs be in a city that isn't too cold?
Maybe we should check really big freezers.
Brilliant idea, Benny. Let's start with restaurants and meat shops. Maybe Ace could be in one of those places.
That was kind of a joke. It's probably not a good sign if your brother is in a walk-in freezer. Maybe today we could just explore and enjoy ourselves. Leave the looking for somewhere colder.
Nope, I'm the one with the lighthouse, so I'm automatically in charge. Tally-ho!
I don't say tally-ho.
Shh!
What's that noise?
Oh, look. It's a cute dog.
Ugh, leave the dog, Benny. We have a brother to find.
It doesn't have a collar. Looks like a stray.
Gross. I definitely didn't say gross.
We should get it food. Give it shelter.
Nope. I make the rules, and the rules say no dogs allowed.
The poor thing looks hungry.
Benny, look to my right. Now, look to my left. Do you see anything?
No.
Right. Because that's the space my brother should be standing in, which won't happen unless we stop it with his dog business and look for him.
You're making me sound like a total butt face.
Well, maybe because you're acting like one.
Give me the chalk.
Nice to take a stroll out of the house. We've hit more deserts than the coyote trying to catch the roadrunner.
I am absolutely famished. Want to find a grocery store?
Ooh, let's treat ourselves. Find a nice sit-down place with pancake stacks taller than my torso.
Oh, Perry, you are a genius.
Oh, I know. But I try to stay humble about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't call you a genius.
This is stupid. We're wasting the chalk on something stupid. We should have taken the dog to a shelter, but no. You led it back to the lighthouse with scraps from the very meal I wanted to be a treat for us.
I wanted to help the stray.
Right, Benny the Noble, here to save the day. Except, what's that? Oh, right, your attempt at heroics got me bitten.
It's not the dog's fault, and you didn't even bleed.
I know it's not the dog's fault, Benny. She's a dog who got startled and acted on instinct. You're a grown man who could have made the decision to take her to a shelter where she could have been properly cared for.
We didn't have time to look for a shelter.
Yes, we did.
Not enough time to do the proper research to make sure she'd be left somewhere safe.
And how is this place at all safe, huh? We constantly strategize about food for two people. Let's just add a dog into the mix for fun.
I can take care of her food.
Or maybe let's think for a moment about the fact that we live in a lighthouse that sometimes likes to land in places that tried to kill us.
We've survived this long.
I don't want to take on another stray.
Did you get my letters?
What?
My letters. Paper airplanes.
Yes. A few.
This isn't just seeing the sights for me, Perry.
It's nice that you've convinced yourself of that.
I'm taking this food up to the dog. She's probably hungry.
Maybe you shouldn't try deflecting on someone who has a lot of experience doing it herself! A little early to get ready. We haven't landed anywhere yet.
I know.
What are you doing?
Leaving.
I just said we haven't landed anywhere.
And I just said I know.
You can't. Benny, you can't.
I sent so many paper airplanes into the fog. And they somehow managed to find their way. It's sad. Pathetic, really. I didn't know that I was writing letters to someone I didn't know. Or at least, I thought I didn't know. See, when you came back, you were different. Something was off. You said someone did something to you. It was almost impossible to get you out of the lighthouse. And then we went to that memory place and it was like, ta-da, you're fixed. But then something was still off. So a guy gets to thinking, hey, maybe it's me. Maybe I've changed, but no. That isn't it either. We passed the getting to know you period, and I got to know the real Perry. The one who's controlling and stubborn, who likes the world to fit in her tiny little box that she made for it, and anyone who suggests otherwise be damned. I'm tired of trying to push pathetic Perry into finding her long-lost brother because she can't be bothered to do it herself.
Get out. Benny? Benny? Benny, I didn't mean it! Benny? Come back. Benny? I don't think he's coming back, Mo. But I lost track of how long we've been in the fog. Longer than usual. If we stay here, what happens?
I have a little light to fight against the night, and I hope that Benny might. I hope he might come back if he sees it in the flock.
Take me back, please! We can't leave him there! Please? Sorry. He's gone. But I promise I'll get you somewhere safe. Where they'll take care of you and give you lots of love. I didn't mean to leave him there. The lighthouse could have waited, right, Mo?
Well, wait until the night, Barry. He'll come back.
We don't leave at sundown anymore, Mo. That's so much time, and he's just wandering there in the fog.
There's nothing more we can do, Barry.
Hey there, Starshine.
Hi, Ruth.
Been a while.
Yeah.
Bit of a bumpy ride?
That's one way of putting it.
Cute dog.
Thanks.
I'm sorry your friend left.
My friends tend to do that.
That's valid.
I'm sorry.
Me too. But you knew that already.
Yeah. I remember. You always made me feel braver than I was.
I only reminded you to give yourself the credit you deserved.
I ran into Heidi at the Steiner.
Yeah?
Yeah. She hadn't really changed much. Her grandma's still alive.
That old crocodile. She's gonna outlive us all.
I keep thinking about that diner lately, about how there's something about it, something I can't quite put my finger on.
How'd your friend feel about the diner?
I don't know. We didn't really talk about it. He got seated at a booth and he met someone. Someone who made him quiet. He was so silly heading in there, but on the way out...
Who'd he meet?
I don't know. But I guess ever since then, he's been acting odd. Oh, no.
What?
Strangers will tell you all sorts of things.
Who are you talking about?
I don't want to say it out loud. She might...
You're okay, Perry.
No. I don't want to see her again. I can't. I won't.
Perry?
Far Meridian, created by Eli Barraza, produced by Eli Barraza and Misha Stanton. This episode was written by Eli Barraza and directed by Eli Barraza and Danielle Shamaya. Performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Jose Donato as Benny, Danielle Shemaya as Ruth, and Lily Richards as a tattered woman. Editing by Jose Donato. Sound design by Misha Stanton. Production help from Ryan Sheely and Dean Yeager. Music by Masato Abe. For more information, transcripts, and links for tickets to our first ever live show, Friday, April 5th at Dixon Place in New York City, visit thefarmmeridian.com or find us on social media at thefarmmeridian. You can also help support us on Patreon, patreon.com/thefarmmeridian. Until next time, may you always find your way.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.